about the house that, do you remember the house you lived in when you were a girl? Do you remember much about it?
You standing there now?
Is it?
You right
is
now? It? Right there now? It was standing there. It's still standing there. It ain't moved. Because I left to go by. And I left to go by. It's the other house up there. Main name, Mr. And I used to go there and get milk. Mm-hmm. My dad and them cats get milk. I'd go up there and get milk. I never will forget it. You know, those buggy rugs, you know.
Uh-huh.
Had buggy rugs, you know. And had those bug eyes, and you see, you don't know about them.
Uh-huh.
But you see, Hella, she been gone. But the baby got a dog here, got one of them in now. He loved that dog out. And he bring that dog with me to kiss him. I kissed that dog on the eye, got two of them. Where the baby dog? But but he was pretty neat. He had it around. No, don't bother. Yeah. He had an eye. He was just like, when he was in the hospital, I watched his old dog out. He done got out of the hospital. Yeah, and got out of the hospital. He had an eye, like, but it was a pretty eye in there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I pulled that eye out.
Oh, yeah.
I never forget it. I carried that eye home, and my daddy saw it. My daddy told me up.
He did.
I carried that eye back and stuck that eye back in that room. Now, I'm 77, and I think I'm making a mistake. I wasn't old enough for school. I think I was about five.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From that day to this day, I don't put my hand on nothing.
Oh.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
So did you get? Yeah. I have been around thousands of dollars. I remember, you know, President's place of business.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there working on his place of business in Kansas City. You know where that
is? Oh,
at.
Yeah.
Me. Mm-hmm. They would come and get me, so it was so far out where the buses would carry me to the end of the line, the lady would meet me in her big car.
Mm-hmm.
And she had all kinds of money. And every time I see money, anything, I think about that dog eye.
Mm-hmm.
I think about that dog. My daddy tore me up.
Mm-hmm.
From that day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't bother nothing. I have been where we was in Missouri. It was a man. He had all kinds of money, and he would always have me stay there to get his children. And I didn't know what he was doing it for. I know too, in a way. And he told it one time. Me and my husband both. How honest we were.
Mm-hmm.
But my daddy learned me how to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Learned me how to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care where I go. I may step over money.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be there. My daddy learned me that day. Mm-hmm. So why I'm going to really get to tell you that. That house is standing there, and the house where I went to get that milk from.
it's
there. Both of them
there.
There.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I wanted you to, if you could, since it's still there, I know you've got a good idea of what it looks like. Could you describe it for me? Like, how many rooms did it have?
Well, what I could see by the old house now, I went in. I think I went in there. I believe I did, because they were showing me what room my mama died in.
Mm-hmm.
My mother died. This woman told me, I think she said in the south or side or north or something. But it looked like I believe she said this. I noticed I believe it's four rooms. I believe it was, mm-hmm. Now, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what were the rooms? They were, what did you call each of the rooms? There was a
bedroom.
Yeah.
Bedroom and kitchen. Mm-hmm. You know, bedroom, kitchen.